Jesus, may you reign. May you reign. Father, may you reign.
May you reign.
Tending cattle, please increase it. I don't want to stress his voice. Please. When Jesus called Nathanael, Nathanael said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can anything that is good, any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And got to a point, Jesus said, "Look, this is an Israelite, a true Israelite, in whom there is no guile." Jesus did not end in that way. Jesus said, "You will see, because I call you from under the tree, under the fig tree, but you are going to see greater things. You are going to see greater things." I want you tonight, up to this morning, by the power of the Most High God, the first prayer we're going to pray is that the love of heaven will make my heart to be open before you. There will not be any deception. I find out that when the deception is in the heart, our sister, our mommy here, started in the prayer meeting, conscience, talk of conscience, a true conscience. The Lord led her, and it is very, very true. As the Holy Spirit connects all of us together, we've been talking about how the Lord connects us together. There are two primary things we're going to pray so that the Lord will walk upon us today. And that is the first thing about our hearts. In the simplicity of your hearts this morning, the Lord will not pass you by. It might be that you are saying, can anything good come out of this? But I want to tell you this morning, I have a good news unto you. If you open your heart to you, to the Lord, God, the Lord whom we serve in truth and in spirit, the Lord whom we call and answer us in truth and in spirit, He will answer you. You will ask the Lord this morning, Lord, touch my life, touch my heart, walk upon my heart, walk upon my heart, uproot every form of deception and every form of thing that are wrong in my heart. I want to see you. I want to receive from you. I want to receive my blessing and breakthrough today. My story must change today. Situation in my life must change today. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your way will visit my life. In the name of Jesus, your way visit my life. You visit my life. You visit my life. You visit my life. I want you to talk to the Lord. Oh, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. Oh, the position of your heart, we command the blessing and miracle unto your life. We unlock the door of your victory to your life today. The position of your heart, we help you today. The position of your heart, yes, is going to be the one that opened the door for your victory, even today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The second prayer point we are going to handle also has a link with what we have said. And that is life that is humble. Humility. 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 Humble hearts. Humility. I repeat again, humility. If you look at the scripture, God working spectacular and working a work of wonders and visiting, you know, is dependent on this heart of a man who is humble before Him. Some of us, issues of our lives that are supposed to, you know, to receive victory and breakthrough, we have been so hardened. We have not humbled ourselves. The Bible talks of Ahab. When the judgment of God wanted to come upon Ahab, God pronounced judgment upon Ahab, saying, because of the evil you have done, I'm going to destroy you and destroy the land. I'm going to destroy all many things. And the scripture says, Abraham turned and he put on sackcloth. He humbled himself before the Lord. He humbled his heart. He humbled his spirit. He bowed. Say, wow! And when heaven saw that this man has been humbled, the Bible says, God said, look, I am suspending this judgment. I am suspending the judgment. The judgment will not happen upon his life. It will happen upon his son. His son will carry that judgment because he has humbled himself. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I plead with you that you will humble yourself. You will come down to God's level. Because some of us, we are too high for God to touch. Our heart is too high for God to touch. Our heart is too high for God to visit. We are in a high position. And the Bible says God receives the proud.
God, he opposes the proud. God will prevent the proud. He will not allow the proud to receive anything. I'm going to pray that the Lord of heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I humble myself, I tear my hands, I humble my spirit before you. I ask that you will visit me, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I humble my heart before you this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I humble my spirit before you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit of pride, arrogance, all manner of pride that have been ruling and been controlling my heart, I break your hold, I break your hand in the name of the Lord Jesus. I set my spirit free from the hold of captivity, from the captivity of pride and arrogance in the name of Jesus. May the Lord be gracious to us today. May the Lord be gracious to them today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we humble our hearts before your presence today. The great and mighty God, the God of all lives and all spirits, we reference your precious name. We hallow your name and adore you. The God of heaven and the whole earth, who seated upon the most holy place and the highest place in heaven and on earth. We proclaim you as our God. We come before your presence, in Lord, with all humility. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we open our heart before your presence today. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that none of us, O God, none of us will miss your way. None of us will miss your glory. None of us will miss your blessing. None of us will miss your visitation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you will touch our lives again. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Do a new thing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. By the grace of the Lord, we are clearing the way for the Lord. We are clearing the way for the Lord to walk for our lives. Because those are the things that could hinder us from receiving. We'll not just be how we gathered and gathering and be gathering. And people are missing and missing and missing. I was sharing with the family yesterday. I was just telling them that what do you think you have? No one has anything. Everything we have does come from the Lord. We have nothing except Jesus. Jesus is the author, is the owner of all things in our lives. There is no reason why we should be proud or feel big in anything. And when you feel big, you are hindering God from your life. May you not hinder God in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are dealing with one major issue, which is central. It's a major issue that is central to life. And this matter is a matter we're going to deal with. Because of the time, I wanted to share some things with us, but the time will not permit us. But we're going to, you know, be taking the word of God and then identify some things, and then we'll be praying as the Holy Spirit guides us. In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 25 to 27, can we quickly look at this scripture? Exodus 23. It appears our media, you will not be able to walk with our pace this morning. So please, I will do something. I think one thing I'm going to do, please hear me, those people in the media. Once I will call and you do not respond, I will bring everybody down immediately. We don't need to be there again. Let's come down here and let us participate together. Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 to 27.
and you shall serve the Lord your God.
Oh. Okay.
And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, not be barren in the land. The number of thy days will fulfill.
We are not going to 27. That's because of our time. The scripture tells us that there is a connection between serving the Lord and some blessings. That the reason why he cannot but bless you is because you are connected to the principle of serving him acceptably. And therefore, God is interested in blessing you as long as you are serving him acceptably. He says, the reason for me to bless you is centered on the principle of acceptable service. That you will serve the Lord your God, and he will bless thy bread and water. In other words, if I want to bless your bread, I want to bless your water, I want to bless your life. You are saying, I should bless you. Do you serve me? Do you have a portion with me? Do you have a connection with me? Are you connected to me? He goes further to say, not only that, I'm going to remove sickness. I will take sickness. In other words, your divine health is acceptable service. Your divine health, is living or is connected to your acceptable service. That as you serve him, and so I ensure that you enjoy divine health. In other words, sicknesses, afflictions, diseases are not to be in charge of your life as long as you are connected to my service. Of course, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 to 15 also reemphasizes this. You know, chapter 7, I don't want us to go to this aspect. We're going to, please. Okay, let's hold it first. We are coming back to that. But let's first of all deal with this aspect of health and blessing. The scripture tells us, when you look at the scripture, God is interested in our complete life.
is interested in your health. He's interested in your blessing. He's interested. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed in everything you do, in your service, in your labor. You are not supposed to labor in vain. You are not supposed to work in vain. You are not supposed to just be, you read and no understanding. No, that is not what God intends for your life. And sickness is not supposed to be our portion. It's not supposed to reign over our lives. So, we also see another thing. It says, verse 26 now goes further. It says, there shall nothing cast their young. Nothing cast their young. In other words, right from the time of the womb, the young is in the womb, to the time the young grows. See, nothing will cast you out. Nothing will take the young away. Nothing will remove the young away. And that is what Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 14 was emphasizing again when he was reminded the people of Israel. Look, concerning you, I want to tell you, there shall not be any casting. Nothing will cast your young. And you know, there was one day like that, I sat down. You know what I was meditating about, I will tell you. And I was just thinking, when the children of Israel were walking in the wilderness for 40 years, they were walking, and they were walking and moving, except when the glory, settled, and then settled upon them, then they rest for a while. And then when the glory is lifted, then they move again. And I was always thinking, I was meditating, I was thinking, I said, they walk and walk for 40 years. No sickness. They were only those people who rebel against God were the one who suffered evil. And I was just looking at it, and I said, and they were carrying, and among them you will see at least thousands of Israelites, women. Some of them will be pregnant. Am I right? And they were walking in that wilderness, with their pregnancy. And there was nothing, no abortion. Am I right? Nothing. No miscarriage. Nothing. And they were carrying the pregnancy inside the wilderness for 40 years. Of course, as they were going for 40, some of them will also put to bed. I want to put to bed, and they will wait. Okay, let the woman attend to that woman, and the other will be going. And I said, God's power has not diminished. God's power has not left us. And the scripture says, yes, he will fulfill his word concerning his people. No one cast his young. And nobody among us will cast his young again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So look at the design of the Lord for your life. I'm reminding us, as we are looking at this word of God, you look at you, that no, we cannot permit the devil over my life. You know, I can't permit, I can't give up an approval to what the Lord has said I must not have. He has said he will take away affliction, he will take away sickness from my body. So, I won't permit this sickness. He has said he will not allow me to cast my young. No, I won't permit. And the scripture goes further to say, no, be barren. No one should be barren. And Deuteronomy now goes to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And let's back ourselves up with this word. No one will be barren. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Above all. In other words, you must stand out in the blessing. You must outshine. Not average. Not as I pass. Standing out, thou shalt be blessed above all of you people. And thou shalt not be male, there shall not be male or female. What? Barren among you. So, because of our time, because we are going to have time to pray, no one is permitted to be barren, whether male or female, by the word of God. No one is permitted to cast his young except you permit. You yourself is the one that can permit. No one is permitted to go through affliction except I permit it, I approve it. So God's plan and purpose is a comprehensive, that you are to live a victorious life. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female, barren among us. And when you go back, we can say, maybe it was those promises were meant for the Old Testament people. And you are in the New Testament. And so, this world, when they are saying it, but we are not enjoying it, we are not seeing the reality. And that is where we are going. Why are you not seeing the reality? These promises, they became activated by the reason of the coming of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We become people who are supposed to partake of this blessing, enjoy this blessing. And the scripture that Mommy Bello read to us, Colossians chapter 1, verse 11, it goes further to talk about that we that have been translated from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear Son. And Hebrews chapter 2, it talks about this matter, that inasmuch as, children are partakers of flesh and blood. Children have been partakers of flesh and blood. We are partakers of flesh and blood. He himself, in other words, Jesus, he took the same. Maybe you can look at it. Let's look at it so we can begin to pray now. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For, I say Hebrew, media. For as much then as the children are partakers, of flesh and blood, we that are children, we are made up of flesh and blood. Because Jesus wants to deliver us, he also left his glory in heaven to do what? To take up the issue of flesh and blood. And when he took it over, the Bible says he has a reason. The reason why he took it over was to do what? He also himself took part of the same, that through death he might do what? Look at your Bible. He might destroy the one that has the power of death. So, all that you're supposed to enjoy in Christ, enjoy, Jesus activated them by the reason of the flesh he took, he put in, by the reason of the blood he took in. He left his glory, he left his throne in heaven. And because he wants us to enjoy victory, wants us to enjoy breakthrough, wants us to enjoy our fullness, all the plans of God concerning the people of Israel, you are also the Israel of the Spirit. That we are supposed to enjoy even abundantly, more than what they enjoyed. And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are stepping out from all those things that have captivated us. We are moving into our blessing. We are moving into our promised land in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us, we suffer lack again. None of us will suffer any evil again. None of us will suffer barrenness. None of us will suffer any loss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to rise on your feet this morning. You're going to rise on your feet. We like to say, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to embrace the work of Calvary. I receive, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit as I embrace the power of resurrection. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for what Jesus did for me. I believe. And in the name of Jesus, I have the power to be activated in me. In the name of Jesus Christ. We'd like to pray on your own right now. Pray on your own. Believe what the Lord Jesus has done for you and embrace it before we begin to handle some issues specifically.
Thank you, Jesus. Bigata, Lagata, the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You have not prayed. You must embrace what the Lord has done before you can accept it. Because he can work with you. You must embrace. You must believe and embrace it. You must take it. You must declare that, Lord, I know you have done it, so I embrace it. I hold it. The victory you have won for me, I receive it. I receive it. The breakthrough, I receive it. You did all for me on the cross. So I receive it. Lord, in this strength and this might, I take possession of what you have given to me. In the name of Jesus. Would you like to open your mouth? Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I
I embrace the power. I receive the power of restoration. I embrace life. I embrace grace. I receive, and I know that you have done it for me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for what you have done on the cross. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Coming back to Exodus chapter 23, we are going to handle all manner of infirmity and sicknesses, all manner of diseases. The Lord Jesus is here to undo all those things. The power of the Most High God is here in the name of the Lord Jesus. All sicknesses, whatsoever might be, what's all the issues that you have been battling with in your life, this morning going to declare unto them. The Bible says, and I will take away sicknesses from the midst of you. I will take away sicknesses away from you. Jesus, the Bible says, by his stripes, you are made whole. You are healed. You are healed. Every infirmity, every area of your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will take it out from your body. You will take it out from your system. Every area of your life where you have any problem, begin to lay your hand upon it and say, this is what the Lord said concerning me. And the name of the Lord Jesus, I take over, I remove all manner of sicknesses. The Lord takes away the sickness necessary for my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. We take away all sickness. We take away all sickness and infirmity. Every disease, every infirmity, every sickness, every affliction, the rod of the wicked in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take authority over all manner of disease and infirmity in this place. We come against the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of affliction, the spirit of decision. We take authority over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we cast you out of this place. You are removed. You are removed. We are removed. You are removed. You are removed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Infirmity, you have destroyed. Your power is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. By the reason, as we pray together now, wherever, if you are, once that infirmity is called, as the Spirit of God give us utterance, wherever you are, If you are seated, please rise up. If your mind is wandering about, bring your mind back. If your heart is not here, bring your heart back. If you are thinking of something, take cast it out. Don't be cheated today. Don't allow your blessing to run away from you again. God is here. God is here. And so by the name of Jesus Christ, anytime, if there is anything, any sickness that is called, whatsoever, just put your right hand upon wherever it is, and the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of the Lord, we uproot it out. And we cast it out from your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, the pastor, you pray, I will pray. Pastor, we pray. And we are still praying. We are still praying. We may take an extra 10 minutes today. I plead with you. Extra 10 minutes. Please bear with us. There are issues that we are going to address. Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We bless your name and worship you. Thank you very much, because the rod of the wicked shall not rest
upon the lot of the righteous. Lord, the rod of the wicked that is against your people in this environment, in this house, every rod of the wicked that is tormenting the life of your people, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break the hold in the name of Jesus. We command the stronghold of affliction and infirmity resting upon these lives in the name of Jesus to be destroyed in Jesus' name. Now hear the word of the Lord. Migraine. Spirit of migraine. Spirit of insanity. What are you doing? Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord is against you. We command, we cast you out from these lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of infirmity, insanity, migraine. You that have been troubling the life of these ones, whom God has purchased with his blood, by the authority of the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command wherever you are in this body, in the name of Jesus, find your way out in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. All strange infirmity, diseases that have been working in the eyes, in the ear, in the ears, in the ears and blocking the ears, blocking eyes, spirit of infirmity, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today we root you out of these lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And we cast you out by the power of the Most High God in the name of Jesus. All strange spirit in the lungs, in the chest, in the heart, in the blood, in the nerves, in the tissues, in the organs, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what are you doing in these lives? What are you doing? What are you doing? Spirit of affliction, what are you doing? The Lord is against you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the finger of the Lord, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out. In the name of Jesus. And you are forbidden to return to that life. You must not return back in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirit of infirmity that works in the bones, you destructive spirit, you spirit that are destroying the cells, whatsoever you are, cancer, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Lord, we cast you out by the finger of the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ. You strange spirit that has been working in the reproductive systems, working against the power of God in these lives, hindering the working of God, blocking and fighting, strange spirits, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cast you out. We do not rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, your power is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please have your seat for 1 minute as we go to the second part. And the pastor is going to handle the second part and we're going to pray together. We are touching the second part. And it goes further to say, there shall nothing cast their young. Nothing cast their young. And you know what? Yesterday, my heart was, I was troubled somehow. And I started doing some searching. And I observe, you know, that is why we must be connected to the Spirit of the Lord every time. And I will say something. That's what we call the spirit of, womb-based sorcery. Womb-based sorcery. That is, that's the powers of darkness that want to frustrate the plan, purposes, anything that you conceive. You might conceive an idea. You just see that it will be aborted. You may conceive something. You just see abortion is something. And a Christian, I observe that the month of February. And I just discovered that it is in the month of February that the activity of womb-based sorcery is the highest. Has the activity to be highest. Womb-based sorcery, that anything that is conceived, you see that month of February, there is always a serious wrestling and conflict in that month. I'm sharing this so that you will arise in your spirit, so that you can pray violently. This womb-based sorcery is the one that works and operates, you know, in a higher capacity in the month of February for miscarriage, abortion, and so on. And that the month of February is the highest point they operate. They destroy, they destroy dreams, they destroy plans, they just want to destroy. But the Lion of the tribe of Judah is there to destroy the womb-based sorcerer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not afraid of the activities of anybody, of any spirit, because we have the Almighty God on our side. Are you following me? We have the Almighty God on our side. And all that we need to do
is to key in, and the Lord will fight our cause. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are going to pray now, we're going to pray, you are going to pray for your life. We're going to pray for all our women. We're going to pray for all our sisters. We're going to pray for your dreams and aspirations this year. None of this plan, none of this program that you plan or program will be aborted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not suffer any abortion. You will not suffer any miscarriage. No miscarriage of destiny. No abortion of destiny. No miscarriage of destiny. No abortion of destiny. You are keeping your mouth shut. Oh my. If you understand what we are saying. If the enemy decides that in a month, in a particular month, his activity must be higher because he wants to. He wants to sacrifice some things. And he knows that it is in a particular month of the year that the sacrifice must be done. The sacrifice must be done. And you are keeping quiet. You will not be a victim in Jesus' name. You will rise on your feet, my brother, my sister. You will rise on your feet. All your aspirations this year, all your dreams this year, all the blessings that you, or potential blessings that you are carrying this year, you will cry unto the Lord, Father, that none of this will be aborted. None will reject it. You hand it over to the Lord. Hand it over to the Lord. It shall not be aborted. The plan of God, the program of God, your destiny shall not suffer miscarriage. You will 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 not labor in vain. You will not labor in vain this year. That is what we are talking about. You will not labor in vain. You will not sweat in vain. You will not just pray in vain. You will not serve the Lord in vain. You will not read in vain. When a man serve, when a man labor, when a man walk, yes, when a man reads and nothing comes forth, it is in vain. That is abortion. That is miscarriage. We will celebrate, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every activity of miscarriage, every activity of abortion, today I put an end upon it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every area of my life where I've been undergoing miscarriage, oh, that have been working against me, today you will arise, Lord, you will arise in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirit of miscarriage, spirit of sorcery, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we over. We overthrow you. Oh, cast you there and destroy your purpose in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are talking of failure at the verge of success. That is miscarriage. You know that this thing has been successful. Suddenly, the enemy turned into failure. You know that this thing must be successful. Suddenly, the enemy turns to something else. That is what we talk about, and when you talk about miscarriage. It's not baby alone that is being miscarriage. Many lives are undergoing miscarriages. And we are saying you should pray. Some people are just sitting, they are seated, and they are looking. May you not suffer miscarriage in destiny. I prayed for you. Because what concerns you concerns me.
So I can't leave you alone. Please, I want you to rise. I want you to rise. You are praying, but I want you to rise. Violence shall take it. The enemy does not hear. He does not respond. He knows that if you mean business, he will leave you. He must leave you. You must not negotiate with the devil. Don't negotiate with the devil concerning your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't negotiate. You have been fighting against abortion of destiny. You have been fighting against miscarriage before. But today, an end must hang upon the operation of miscarriage. An end must come upon the operation of miscarriages. In the name of Jesus, academic miscarriage, destiny miscarriage, blessing miscarriage, oh, fruitfulness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every day there must be an end upon it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there must be an end. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, there must be an end. There must be an end. There must be an end. Today, the power of the living God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, put an end upon this. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Would you like to open your mouth and say after me? Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise, arise, arise for my sake, Lord. Arise in the name of Jesus. Arise and defend my cause. Arise and deliver. Arise and rescue my life from every power of sorcery, from every strange power pursuing my destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord arise to fight for me. Let the Lord arise to fight for me. Let the Lord arise upon his throne. Upon his throne in the name of the Lord Jesus. And fight for this life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Arise and fight for my victory. Arise and fight for my breakthrough. Arise and fight against the spirit of abortion and miscarriage in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and fight against the spirit of barrenness in my life. Arise and fight against the spirit of barrenness. Oh, every spirit that is not making me to be fruitful, fruitful in service, fruitful in ministry, fruitful to serve the Lord, fruitful in the ministry, fruitful in the work, fruitful in the body, fruitful by the name of Jesus. Arise, Lord. The Lord of peace, the Lord of peace,
shall bruise Satan under your feet. He will bruise Satan way under your feet. The Lord of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. He will bruise the power of every evil. He will bruise the spirit. He will bruise the spirit of barrenness. He will bruise the spirit of stagnation. He will bruise the spirit of affliction. He will bruise the spirit of cankerworm, all the caterpillar. He will bruise all those things that are eating, all the food, waiting and drinking. What belongs to you? In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will arise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, before we say finally, we will pray for those of us we want to see. I want to tell you again, remind you, God has not made anyone barren. No more barrenness. No more waiting. No more delay. No delay in job. No delay in blessing. No delay in promotion. No delay in anything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, as we round off, I want to cry unto the Lord and say, I'm stepping out from the barrenness to fruitfulness. I'm stepping out from delay, from progress. I'm stepping out from affliction to life. I'm stepping out. Well, I want you to step out into the altar as the pastor is going to pray. I'm going to step out wherever, whatsoever you are stepping out to. You are stepping out to joy. You are stepping out of blessing. You are stepping out into joy and blessing. You are stepping out of victory. You are saying, "Good day in the name of Jesus, I'm stepping out to life. I'm stepping out of victory. I'm stepping out in the mighty name of Jesus." And you want to step out, I'm stepping in and stepping out. I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out and stepping in into my joy now. I step out from defeat and failure. I step out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As many of us, come, just humble yourself before the Lord. If you want to be on your knees, be on your knees. If you want to stand, you can stand. But as many that can kneel, be on the knee before the Holy God of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as you are stepping out, you are stepping out. You are saying, "I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out. I step out this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I step out."
In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I want to assure you that God is mightily present in this place. I feel very strong current of the anointing flow through my two hands. I'm not going to lay hands on anybody this morning, but I'm going to stretch forth my hands towards you. And when I do that, you stretch your hands towards the altar, and that will be connected to this. But before we do that, I want to tell this song. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, moving. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move. Maske bobo seta laba shandalaga. Messi de lobo bobo bobo konto le baba sandalaba. Holy Spirit, masaka kaka kaka kaka, masente te li baba ba kantra la baba ba sa palaba, mosoko koko koko, maraba baba 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 ba kantra la baba baba baba, masente te li gaga gaga, masoko koko 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 sopo li ba. Masete ke, marude ke, maranda sada la baba, ragaku samba la baba, masete te la baba, masete te diga, moso todo koko sebi, reke se, koko sebi, masete, makasodo le koko sebi, makasete le, ragaga sada la baba. Oh, 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 o Now, for as many as baptized in the Spirit begin to speak in the tongues, if you are not baptized, the Spirit begin to ask for the mercy. Don't be to ask for mercy. I ask for mercy in Jesus' name. If you are baptized in the Spirit, don't begin to speak in tongues. Mercy, keke, Maka sete olibobo raga gaga gaga masende gegege maside keke sibo robobo ko sombo libaba raga gaga gaga ra iga gaga gaga ra asa papa luaba rekese popo maseke gegege makus kebobo yarababa kasana laba regegegegege raga gaga gaga raga gaga gaga supo robogogogo sombo liba raga gaga gaga sada laga regegegegege sepo liga raga gaga gaga sapa laba
in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody stretch your hand towards this altar. I'll stretch my hand towards you. My Father and my God, the time of mercy has come for your people. Your time of mercy has come for us today. Lord, as they stretch their hands towards you, oh Lord God, every abortion of destiny I abort right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every abortion of lofty ideas, every abortion of great dreams, every miscarriage of great step and great move, Lord, I put a stop to it in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. No more miscarriage of destiny. No more miscarriage of ambition. No more miscarriage of great dreams in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, these your people today, they step into greatness. They step into the blessings of their destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of sickness, Lord, this morning, I destroy every carcinogenic growth in any life here today, the mighty name of Jesus. Every respiratory problem, every hematological problem, every renal problem, every kidney problem, Lord, today I destroy and I remove it, the mighty name of Jesus. Any form of ailment plaguing your people, any form of sickness plaguing your people, whatever the name it is called, Lord, today I put a death unto the source of that sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. I say the source of ailment, the source of sickness, the source of infirmity in the lives of people be dried up now by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Source of sickness, dry up. Source of delay, dry up. Source of barrenness, dry up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, as soon as they hear me, they will be. The stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their hiding places. Every stranger, physical or spiritual, plaguing your people, oppressing your people, attacking your people. Lord, today, let them disappear in the mighty name of Jesus. Send them out of their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, you are free from any form of miscarriage. Today, you are protected against any form of abortion. Today, you are delivered from any form of barrenness. Physical or spiritual. Financial or material. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every lack of fruitfulness. Every lack of fruitfulness. Every lack of fruitfulness. In the lives of these your people. I put a hand to it now, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the anointing of the living God. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the source of lack of fruitfulness is dried up in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, you will be fruitful. You will flourish like palm tree. You will flourish like palm tree. You will prosper like cedar of Lebanon. For this is your portion. For this, your inheritance, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is fighting with your inheritance, everything that is fighting with your portion, everything that is fighting with your destiny, everything that is fighting with your joy, everything that is fighting your peace, everything that is fighting your health, the Lord of Israel will raise a standard against them and fight them and beat them small in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will beat them small. The Lord will beat them small. They'll be like sharp. They will blow their way into the ocean of forgetfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Today you are lifted. Today you are lifted. Today you are lifted. Physically, you are lifted. Spiritually, you are lifted. Maritally, you are lifted. Emotionally, you are lifted. Psychologically, you are lifted. In terms of your head, you are lifted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we are praying.